The growth in Australia's life expectancy has slowed due to preventable conditions such as obesity, according to a new report. Dr. Tim Adair, Principal Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is our life expectancy still going up, but slowing down at the rate by which it goes up?
Yes, that's correct. So Australia still has one of the highest life expectancies in the world, but the growth in life expectancy has been slower than most other high-income countries in the last decade or so.
What about the US? We'd assume that the life expectancy over there is on the zoom, isn't it?
No, it's actually slowing even more than Australia. There's actually a number of small areas within America where life expectancy is lower than what it was about 30 years ago. Australia has about a 2 or 3 year higher life expectancy than the United States.
What's our current life expectancy from birth?
So for men, it's about 80 and a half years, and women, 84 and a half years. So that's what a person can expect to live from birth, given the current mortality conditions.
Okay, and as someone told me once, a medical person told me, the longer you live, the longer you will live. In the sense that you have avoided dying in infancy and so
accidents,
forth, and accidents and the like, so the longer you live, the longer you will live.
Yes, that's right. So over the last few decades, that's where a lot of the increases in life expectancy have occurred, is that preventing deaths that occur in children and then in young adults, and in more recent decades, those people in their 60s and 70s. The likelihood of someone age 60 surviving till the age of 80 is now about 68% chance, and that was only a 29% chance about a generation ago.
Well, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And are we slowing down the rate at which we live by reason of preventable diseases caused by obesity and the like?
Yeah, that's the main reason. So it's cardiovascular diseases, so heart disease and stroke, that's the main reason that we've got slowing increases in life expectancy. Obesity is a big problem in Australia. About 28% of adults are obese, and that's a big challenge that we face in the future if we're to increase life expectancy much further, certainly at the rate we have in the last few decades.
Good on you, Doc. Thanks for the warning. Dr. Tim Adair, Principal Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne. How's that stat? If you're 60, your chances of living to 80 are 68%. One generation ago, it was 28%. That's extraordinary. Mm.